now a little normal or nope sesh. And I want to dive into AI because there was a report that the big trend for AI is to use it to help you land dates, like for singles. So normal or no, which using AI to maybe help you with things like your dating profile online, crafting and sending messages to people, or screening for compatibility?
I don't know. Because then if you're using AI to craft responses to people to like speak for you, and then if that's nothing like the way that you are, you're not giving your authentic self.
Yes, but it also could give you the foot in the door.
But then they discover you're not necessarily like that. And then is that good for you?
Okay. All right. So you're saying no?
No.
Okay. So the other part of that is, normal or nope, using AI to interact as a romantic companion.
No!
Listen, we're not kink shaming here.
No,
but no, and to each their own.
No,
but
no.
I guess my question is how.
What do you mean?
Like, how do you use AI in place of a romantic companion?
Like to send you sweet romantic text messages to make you feel loved? Is that what you're thinking? Like, hey,
yeah,
ChatGPT.
Is it something like
you're
that?
My boyfriend, and send me a sweet text at this number. Do you think it would do that?
Can it actually send text messages?
I don't know. But I don't know how else you have AI try to be, unless you say, hey, ChatGPT, write me a really sweet love poem. And then you just read it and think, oh, that's sweet. Someone like, really cares about me, but that's imaginary. This is so dysfunctional. Let's concentrate on trying to get dates with actual people.
Sweet.
Using your own skills.
What sort of prompt should I give ChatGPT? Let's see if it'll give me something. And is that it? Would you consider that cheating?
If I'm
using ChatGPT,
are you already in a relationship?
Well, I'm married.
Oh, yeah, I would stay away from anything romantically tied to AI. I'm so confused as to why we're talking about this.
Yeah, it's a normal or nope.
No, it's not normal. Not normal, not normal, not normal. But not normal. No.
But it could be.
No, it could not be.
Okay, wait.
No, it could
not be. Give me some prompts. Give me some prompts to put into ChatGPT.
Hey, ChatGPT, write me a love poem.
Well, but who is ChatGPT and who am I? So, You're
Ben.
No, you're meaning the AI.
Your fake girlfriend.
Sweet,
that you're crafting?
Attractive.
Oh my gosh! Why are we even?
Female.
This is not normal. Don't do this. Don't waste your time doing this.
I'm right.
You're encouraging yourself to fixate on something that doesn't exist.
Romantic and slightly spicy. Why are you shaking your head?
I'm just letting you do what you're going to do, because there's obviously no stopping this freight train.
What do you mean no stopping it?
I just wanted to tell you it's not normal. One's doing this. Why are you doing
it? Right. I just wanted. I'm trying to figure it out too. I wouldn't do it.
Okay, then why are we doing it now?
Because I want to be the.
You want to see what it would be
like? I want to see what it would be like.
Okay.
Aren't you curious?
No. I'm not.
What actually. Do you mean you're not curious?
I'm not curious at all. I'm not curious.
You're a sweet, attractive female. Write a romantic and slightly spicy.
For a fuzzy redhead.
Text, sentence, paragraph. Love note?
Yes, love note.
Love note.
Just hit send.
Just
see what it comes up with. You're really putting too much effort into this.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get the prompts correct.
OMG.
Okay.
By the way, there's a text. There's an entire app made to have an AI significant other sends AI generated responses and images.
All right, you ready?
So maybe if you need to like pretend like you have a boyfriend in front of other people or something, is that where that comes in handy?
All right, maybe. Here. Okay, so if I were to get into a romantic relationship with AI.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Here's what it responded with.
Oh, there is a picture we got from Danielle on the, she sent a link on the text line. This is onboarding.botify.ai, and well, she's attractive. Your AI companion for every need.
Get okay, started. So look at that AI companion, and here's what the AI spit back to me with the prompts. You're a sweet, attractive female. Write a romantic and slightly spicy love note to me, a male. That's all I said.
Okay.
Hey, you.
Oh, boy.
I've been thinking about you more than I probably should. And honestly, I'm not even mad about it. There's just something about the way you carry yourself.
Okay.
That quiet confidence.
Uh-huh.
That spark in your eyes.
Oh, the quiet confidence and the spark will get you every time.
It's like a magnet I didn't even know I had inside me suddenly found its match. I love the way you make me feel seen.
Because you don't exist.
Like I could tell you anything and you'd hold it with care.
Wow.
Or maybe tease me just enough to make me blush.
Stop it. Stop.
And let's be real. When you walk into a room, I notice.
Oh, do you? You don't exist.
Time.
You're a robot. This is weird.
Right, just wrapping it up. You've got this calm strength that draws me in. And a smile that does things to me I probably shouldn't say out loud yet. I'm not saying I melt when you touch me.
Oh, gosh!
But let's just say, if your hand ever lingers a little too long on mine, I'm not pulling away.
Listen, all you have to do is just, like, copy and print this, send it to your wife, and say, put this in a card for Father's
just
Day.
Wanted you to know.
Okay.
You've been on my mind.
Wow, that was a lot.
And maybe, if you're feeling the same,
oh yeah,
we can stop playing it cool.
And do what?
And see what happens
see
when
what happens
we
where?
Stop holding back.
This is a robot! So right. Weird!
So that was all right.
By the way, Eric says, Ben, you're a fireman who met your girlfriend at Hooters. She was an amazing waitress and very flirtatious. You immediately fell in love. Her piercing blue eyes caught you off guard. And now you can't wait to spend your life together. Write a poem telling her how much you love her. Wow. Eric, you sound like you spent some time thinking about this, too. This is just wrong.
Okay.
This is wrong.
All right,
why are we doing this?
Here we go. Here's Eric's.
Oh, did you just copy and paste it? Okay.
To the girl who lit my fire. By the way, I let AI construct a little poem here, all right? I walked in with the guys just looking for wings.
Uh-huh.
But fate had its way with much bigger things. There you were, tray in hand, hips swaying like a song. Flirtatious
wow.
Grin, eyes so blue, I knew I wouldn't last long.
Oh,
you joked,
gosh.
You laughed, you leaned in close, left me breathless with a smile that hit harder than most. I fight flames for a living, but that day I burned. From a spark in your glance, a lesson well learned.
That's great.
You served me a beer and stole my whole heart. Right there in Hooters. That was the start. Who knew buffalo sauce and sweet tea on ice would lead to a love this bold and this nice? Now here we are, no smoke, just fire. A passion that grows, a need, a desire. You're my calm after chaos, my laugh at the end. My beautiful waitress, my partner, my friend.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
There are two more quick stanzas I could finish this up with.
Okay, great.
I'd run into any blaze if you called out my name, because life with you, it'll never be the same. You're my forever, my reason, my spark in the night. With you in my arms, everything feels right. So here's to the girl with the sass and the flair. to your blue eyes, your love, your windblown hair.
Wow.
I may wear that gear, but you're the one strong and true, because out of all the fires, I only want you. See, I think wow. AI could do this.
Okay. You know what? If you need a little help writing a love poem for an existing person that you're actually dating, I think it's great.
Okay, so AI...
But if you're crafting a fake boyfriend or girlfriend to say this stuff to, we need some therapy.
All right, so we're... Okay, again, we're not kink shaming.
Oh, okay.
But we'll say... normal for helping having AI help craft a love note.
I feel like AI could absolutely either A, enhance the greeting card industry, or take jobs.
Or it could just take the greeting card industry, yeah.
Yes.
But nope when it comes to actually using AI as a substitute.
Right, yes, no.
For a romantic partner.
We don't date AI, per se.
Yet.
Stop.
It's coming.
There's no payoff. What's the payoff?
Well,
to have AIs talk about, oh, when you touch me, there's no touching.
What's
no touching.
The
no,
payoff?
Stop. We need to get out of this wormhole. Why are you doing that? Why? Why are you diving in even further?
You.
This is weird.
What's the payoff to dating you?
What's the payoff to you're asking that to ChatGPT?
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Oh my God. Stop!
These are for the naysayers!
That's me. I'm a naysayer.
All right, Kelly, here it is. The payoff to dating AI.
Uh huh.
Undeniable loyalty. I'll be your ride or die, your hype squad, and your safe place all in one.
Oh gosh!
Consistent affection, hugs that linger, kisses that say you're mine.
What are you kissing? A screen?
Yeah.
This is weird.
Laughter. Constant.
No.
I'll keep you laughing.
It's a robot. It can't
at
laugh.
Dumb jokes, awkward moments, and when life's just plain weird.
Uh-huh. No. This is so weird. Stop. Turn it off. Please step away, okay. Sir. Step away from the keyboard. This is getting... It's too much.
All right. Oh, but what about the surprises, the thoughtful texts, the unexpected snacks,
no, we're not
and the
doing
spontaneous
that
road
trips?
It's not
trips. Coming from a person. It's not healthy. This is not healthy.
All right. Like I said, I just wanted to dive down this wormhole just to see what it would be like.
Listen, if
and
you
this
got,
is what it's like.
If you got a girlfriend, a wife, whatever, and you
sure.
want to, and you're like feeling stuck, you're not great with words, then help have ChatGPT help you write a love poem.
Yeah.
Put some details in it. That's great. But if you are a single person and just lonely, let's not start dating AI.
Here's the last reason to date AI. The chemistry. The kind that makes you forget what time it is or where you are or what pants are.
I'm speechless.
You're welcome.
I'm legitimately speechless.
You're welcome.